Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray together with our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Let us call the Holy Spirit upon us. Breathe on me, bread of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love the things you love and do what you will do. Breathe on me, bread of God, until my heart is pure, until with you I have one will to live and to endure. Breathe on me, bread of God, my soul with grace refine, until this earthly part of mine glows with your fire divine. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us this afternoon and to be with us to study the writings of the Divine Will. Today, we will go through the rounds of creation. But before we go there, I hope all of you have grown closer to Our Lady as we were meditating during the month of May. We were doing the meditations of the Queen of Heaven in the Divine Will. And I hope now you are closer to Our Lady through these meditations and through the Rosary. And now I hope the Rosary has a new meaning for you. And also those prayers that we find in the Rosary, the Glory Be, the Our Father. I hope now that when you pray the Rosary now, it has a new meaning for you, is refreshing, and that you have a better understanding of the Rosary, the Hail Mary, and also of Our Lady, that through Our Lady we have received all those graces, and that every time that we recite, we pray with the Rosary, we are praying with the words that God himself used and spoke to praise the Blessed Mother. So that was for the month of May. During this month of June, I want to go through the rounds of creation. You have the blue book, it's in page 346. In there we find the rounds of the soul that follows all the acts of creation, and through these acts of creation, the soul follows God himself. So if you have the book, you can go through that, and it's in page 345. And the rounds of the soul in the Divine Will, what are they? Well, we have the explanation there, and there the soul therefore rises up to its very origin to find its beginning. The moment in which God was creating all things becomes present. The soul receives from him, as though in a storehouse, all the divine love that emerges from his bosom through the omnipotent fiat. It offers him with his same love in exchange glory and adoration. In them goes to Eden to receive the first breath that God infuse into Adam, that breath that always generates. Next, it travels through the centuries to embrace all people, to make up for what is lacking in each one of them. In them passes in review all actions of the Queen Mother in making them its own. It gives them to God as though they were its own. It is to correspond God, to give glory and adoration to God through these rounds of creation. So I want to ask you that to go through these hours and just to meditate them. You can go through them like one day at a time, or you can read them, you know, at once. But yes, the idea is that you follow God in all the the acts of creation, and it begins with creation and it ends with the assumption, our Lord Jesus living, but the soul following all those acts, the acts of creation, redemption, and at the end, sanctification. So these are the rounds. In the first hour of the rounds, the soul following the acts, we see all this language, and we are going to see all this language during this meditations, the language that we find already in the Gloria when we go to Mass. This is a language that these rounds, they use. So we find that in these rounds, we come to love, to adore, to glorify God. Through these rounds, we praise, right? We praise, we adore, we thank, we glorify. We give glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit. And in what way do we give glory to God the Father and to the Holy Spirit? As it was in the beginning, remember. How? In a perfect way. How it was in the beginning. It was in harmony, in perfect unity with God, in union with His will. So as the Blessed Mother and our Lord Jesus gave praise, glory, and honor to the Blessed Trinity, to God our Father. So in these hours, we find this language that already is familiar in the church. And what is the purpose of doing these rounds of creation, of following the acts of creation, redemption, and sanctification? Remember that this is the spiritual life, and the soul is the soul who follows, is the soul who follows all the acts of creation, redemption, and sanctification. So what is the purpose? Well, the purpose is to give complete glory to God the Father on behalf of all generations. And as you read this, as you read all of these meditations, you will find this language that is already familiar with us in the church. What is the difference that when we do the rounds of creation, we take God's own love and we correspond him with his own love. In the Gloria, we say, we praise you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. When we do the rounds of creation, we are taking that glory, and with his same love, with his same glory, we are praising, adoring, glorifying him, so God is able to receive in a perfect way from us creatures. So these meditations are very beautiful. Our Lord Jesus tells us, I'm going to give you a passage in a few minutes, where our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta that there is nothing better than to do the rounds of the divine will to glorify him. In the same way that he tells us that to repair the hours of the passion are the best way to repair, he tells Luisa Picarreta that the rounds of creation, the soul following all the acts of creation, is the best way to glorify him. So now that we have gone through Lent, now that we have gone through the feast of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, now that we have celebrated the feast of Corpus Christi today, we can meditate now with these hours, the rounds of creation. They are very short. They are not difficult to meditate. They are even shorter than the meditations that we did for the month of May. And if you meditate with these prayers, with these hours, you will find how even you will understand better some of the passages of sacred scripture, especially in the book of Genesis. So I want to ask you that, this is only a suggestion for our class today, that before you begin the meditations every day, try to pray first with wisdom 9:1-4. This is a wonderful passage that talks about, this is the prayer of Solomon. And this passage is very beautiful and very fitting to begin these meditations. This is something that I personally do before I do the rounds. So it's Wisdom 9, 1 to 4. It's a beautiful prayer that was composed, is attributed to King Solomon. And in that, King Solomon is asking God for this wisdom. And it is something that we need. It is something that we need. Remember that wisdom is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we receive in confirmation. So we ask our Lord Jesus to expand, to give us that wisdom, to understand these hours as we go through them. And you will find this prayer is so beautiful. This prayer is very enriching. So my suggestion for the class is that you read Wisdom 1 at the beginning and then do your hours. And then with that, you do your meditation. So it becomes a prayer. Okay. So that's from Sacred Scriptures. Now, let's go to the Book of Heaven. Let's go to volume 35. It's one of the last volumes. Volume 35 is November 12, 1937. November 12, 1937, from volume 35 of the Book of Heaven. And in there, we find that our Lord Jesus talks about the rounds of creation. And following this idea of understanding how was at the beginning with Adam and Eve, how they were giving praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God in a perfect way, in unity with His will, and how we want to do the same. We want to unite ourselves to be able to continue those acts that were interrupted. But in order for us to take up from where they left off, we have to be united with the will of God, because by ourselves we cannot do it. Remember that after the fall, that unity that was between the human will and the divine will was disrupted. And it is by the mystery of the incarnation that our Lord Jesus is able to open again the doors for us. And through this gift, we are able now to learn how to unite ourselves so that we can continue those acts that Adam and Eve were doing and be united with those acts. So at the end of that passage, our Lord, during the whole thing, during the whole entry, our Lord Jesus talks about the rounds of creation. But at the last passage there, the Lord tells Luisa Picaretta the following. He tells her, in redemption, the purpose is different. He's talking about that the works of redemption are different than in creation. So this is what he says. In redemption, the purpose is different. It is the guilty man that we go searching for. In creation, all was a feast. Our works were smiling at us with joy, love, and glory. So this was before the fall. Our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta that before the fall, everything was smiling at the Blessed Trinity with joy, with love, and glory. Now he says, instead, in redemption, suffering, bitterness, tears, remedies, medicines to restore men. But the creature, by entering in our will, can invest all my pains, bitterness, and tears with her tender and compassionate, I love you. With the I love you, the creatures, in kissing, in following all the acts, the creature accompanies me. With the I love you. So in these rounds of creation, this is the language that we find. I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. So the purpose is to put our I love you in everything that has been created, but following God in creation. Therefore, I want you always in my will. So whether in feast or in suffering, I will always keep you in mind. That was from November 12, 1937 of volume 35. And in the next passage, in November 20, 1937, in volume 35 again, the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta that loving everywhere and in every place, the I love you of the creatures, the correspondence of the creatures, wounds the Blessed Trinity. And this I love you of the creature resounds everywhere. And when the creature loves God with his own love, the creature becomes the depository of the love of God too. That glory continues. That glory that the creature gives to God in his divine will continues and echoes forever and ever because it's deposited in the will of God. So forever resounds, forever giving praise, forever loving, adoring, praising, glorifying God, and not only in a single way, but on behalf of all creation, making up, as the first hour tells us, making up for those who do not praise. So in giving much, we receive much. He who gives much receives much. And in the divine will, those who give to God this praise, glory, honor, and adoration, they receive that glory, that they become the depository. They receive the love. This is what the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta. The soul who lives in our will be our triumph, our victory, the depository of our love. The soul who continues these rounds of creation becomes the depository of our love. So God is looking those places, is looking those souls in which he can deposit that love that he is, in a way, restrained in him because of the creatures, because of the rejection of the creatures, because of the offenses of the creatures, because there are no places where he can unleash his love and places that can receive that love. Now, at the end of this book, also your blue book, there is a beautiful prayer. And this is something that we also do with the rounds of creation. In page 543, you will find the chaplet of the rounds of the soul in the divine will. And in there, you will find the instructions how you can recite this prayer four times a day, because each of the little chaplet has six sections. So by reciting four times these six little sections, then it becomes 24. So through the whole day, you follow also our Lord through and our Father, Hail Mary, and glory be. And then at the end, you say this little prayer that comes from the Book of Heaven, November 20, 1937, of volume 35, that says the following: O come, Supreme Will, to reign upon earth, invest all generations, win and conquer all. This is a little prayer that we find there, that it comes directly from the Book of Heaven. And over there in 543, you will find the instructions. This is something also that you can use as part of your meditation, as part of doing the rounds of creation, if you wish to do so. So in that passage of November 20, 1937, you can find the prayer also, those who don't have the blue book. Another important aspect of doing the rounds of creation and following all the acts of redemption and sanctification is to have the knowledge. Our Lord Jesus tells Luis Picareta that he will give the soul according to the knowledge, that he will expand the soul according to the knowledge. That's why it is so important, and I'm always telling you, bugging you, that we have to read and we have to read and read and read and really become familiar with the writings of the Book of Heaven, with different prayers that we get from here. But in this passage, our Lord Jesus tells this, Luisa Picareta, that according to the knowledge of the soul, according to the knowledge we possessed, he's able to widen the sea of love in our soul, that he's able to give us much more according to the knowledge. And he says, knowledge is the little bell that it rings, calls our power, our sanctity, our goodness and love with sweetness, with the sweetest sound, to be enclosed within the creature who lives in our will, the creature who wants to operate in our will. In these meditations of the rounds of creation, again, you will find that the soul just follows God, beginning at the moment of creation, at the Garden of Eden. So if you go to this first hour, you will find that Luisa Picareta says the following: my Jesus, my life, the beating of my poor heart, the breath of my little soul, the center of my intelligence, my littleness is engulfed in you and loses itself in you. As a tiny baby, unable to take a step, I come close to you. Remember that in the Book of Heaven, Volume 1, when our Lord Jesus is forming Luisa Picareta in the virtues, our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picareta, I want you as a little baby. I want you to be like a little baby, enraptured in swaddling clothes, that is unable to do anything by yourself, that you say to me, Jesus, come and do it with me. Come and do it in me. I cannot do it. So in following the rounds of creation, Luisa Picareta, she becomes nothing. She recognizes her nothingness as a tiny baby that is unable to take a step. That's humility. Our Lord Jesus, remember, we still need to have the virtues. We need to have those, to cultivate those virtues in our soul. Our soul being the garden that possesses all the virtues. So we still have to cultivate the virtues, and the virtue of humility is very important. And we see it here that Luisa Picareta, she becomes nothing. She recognizes her nothingness, her littleness. And then she goes and she says, I enter into the unending light of your divine will. So we enter into the unending light of the divine will. And the soul follows that act of God creating light. And this goes exactly in accordance with sacred scripture. You go to the Book of Genesis in chapter 1. The first thing that you see there is that God says, let it be light, and there was light. So the soul goes, then Luisa Picareta says the following, thus it is that the Heavenly Father now pronounces the first fiat and releases so much light that we cannot see where it ends. So the soul goes exactly at that moment. The soul goes at that moment in which God in the Book of Genesis says, let it be light. And Luisa Picaretta tells us that light expands. That light can go, that light goes, it's a vast light, and it says we see no end in that light. Then the soul continues to follow, all the acts of creation. So this is what we do. We unite ourselves with the acts of God himself. So the soul following the acts of God the Father in creation, or the Blessed Trinity in creation. When we do our acts, we ask the divine will to be in every single act that we do. When we eat, when we sleep, when we work, when we pray, we ask the divine will to be in us, for Jesus to repeat his life in us. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us, that our Lord Jesus is able to repeat his life in us. Now, in the hours of creation, the rounds of creation, the soul unites to the acts of God the Father. So we are present at that moment. So in being present in that moment, we correspond to God with his own love, with that same light that he releases from within himself. Now God is able to receive from the creature in the same manner, in the same way. And the creature then becomes the depository of that love that is released. So it is in the hours of creation, we unite with the acts of God the Father, then the acts of creation, the acts of redemption and sanctification. The soul, it unites with the Creator. How are we able to do that? Well, then let's go to the Book of Heaven again to understand how Adam and Eve were doing it before the fall. And in volume 24 of the Book of Heaven, in July 7, 1928, we find how Adam was doing this. And our Lord Jesus explains the following to Luisa Picaretta in this passage. He says to her, before sinning, Adam possessed the complete life of my divine will in his soul. Where did he possess that life? In the soul. In his soul. One can say that it was filled to the brim, to the extent of overflowing externally. So the soul of Adam and Eve, they were so filled with light, with God himself, that it showed even externally. And through that, we can understand why they didn't have to be covered. Because that light that was in their soul was overflowing externally. Just covered them with light. They didn't have to wear anything else, because they were covered with that light that emanated, that overflow from the soul. Now, how did he do the rounds of creation? Well, let's go then to volume 23 of the Book of Heaven, November 10, 1927. Again, volume 23, November 10, 1927. He says the following, our Lord Jesus. Adam will not have been a true king. He not know all of the dominion he exercised And had he not possessed the right to place his acts in all things made by us? To place his acts in all things made by God. So this is what we do when we do the rounds of creation. We place, right, our I love you, I praise you, I adore you in all the acts done by God. The Lord says, with the power of our divine fiat, he did whatever he desires. And then he says, he bilocated in all created things. He bilocated his soul in all created things. And if he spoke, if he loved, if he adored and worked, his voice resounded through all creation. And it was filled with his love, adoration, and works. So by possessing, this is something that our Lord tells us about the first man in the state of grace, that he possessed dominion over all, which we find in the book of Genesis. This is something that Wisdom 9 talks about also, about the dominion that God gave to the first man. And then this gift of bilocation that he tells Luisa Picaretta Adam possess. This gift had a purpose, and the purpose was to go around all created things, he says, to praise, to adore, to glorify, to correspond God. So the gift of bilocation has a purpose in him, so that he can go around visiting all creation, bilocating, and making his voice resound, giving praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God. So when we say, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, right? As it was in the beginning, may it be now and forever. So when we say that prayer, and we pray with the rounds of creation, this is what we are doing. We are praying as Adam and Eve were doing. We are praising God. We are adoring him. We are corresponding him with his own love, as Adam and Eve were doing at the beginning. So that prayer, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, is fulfilled in the meditation of these hours. That prayer is being fulfilled when we meditate with these hours. So you want to give glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, pray with the rounds of creation. Pray with the rounds of creation. You really want to give praise, glory, and honor to God as it was in the beginning. Because that prayer becomes alive in these meditations, because it's exactly what Adam and Eve were doing. Now, of course, Adam and Eve, they didn't follow Christ in his passion, death, and resurrection. But they were following in the rounds of creation. So what we do, even we go even a little bit farther, because now we follow not only the acts of creation, but we follow the acts of redemption and some of the acts of sanctification. We accompany, we put our I love you in all those acts. So we also repair in a way by putting our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you in the acts of redemption. We thank our Lord for his sacrifice to the fathers on our behalf. So this giver by location that he possessed had that purpose to go around, to correspond God. And the Lord says that the voice of Adam resounded in adoration. That's why the Blessed Trinity felt so much love. To see that the first son was able to go around and to correspond, to fill those places with his thanksgiving, with his act of praise, glory, honor, adoration, thanksgiving. And now when we pray with these hours, we don't only correspond God, but we also ask God to receive these prayers, this correspondence of love, right? As a way that we may be able to compensate, as a way of compensation for everyone, not only for us, but remember for everybody. So to compensate for those who do not love, we love. For those who offend, we do the opposite. We love. For those who do not know God, or those who reject him, for those who do not want to know, we give, we compensate. And at the same time, we ask the Lord to send his divine will to give it to us so that the divine will may start reigning here in our souls. And a little by little, in each one of our souls, may each one of our souls becomes that place in which he's able now to bilocate his life, in which Jesus now is able to bilocate himself and now to live in us and now to do through us, to operate in every single act. So this is what our Lord Jesus, he wants his life to be bilocated in us, so we may become another Jesus. And this is what the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us, that our Lord Jesus is able to repeat his life in each one of us. He's able to repeat his life in each one of us. So through these prayers, we ask him to send the divine will to let us compensate for those who offend, to let us become the depository of that love. And as we go around these meditations, our soul is also being enriched with the virtues. Because remember, the divine will contains all the virtues in itself. But because we have free will, we're able to receive or to reject. God does not impose on us. So to ask for that gift, and especially using this prayer of Wisdom 9:1-4, that is so beautiful, and it is really goes back to creation also, and asking God to give us that wisdom. So as you meditate all these rounds, all these hours, just be mindful of the language that this language is adoring, praising, glorifying God, that you are bilocating spiritually. Spiritually, you are bilocating, you are following what Adam and Eve were doing. You are picking up from where they left off and asking God to send the divine will to fill also those voids in your soul with his divine will, those voids that need to be filled in us. So in this passage, I want you to take note, and during the week, you know, when I give you passages like this, during the week, just try to meditate or try to read them. It's kind of like homework for you. I know. I'm sorry that it becomes kind of like homework for you, but it's a good homework. Don't worry, I'm not going to quiz you or anything, but these passages, November 12th and November 20, 1927 from volume 25, just read them and try to meditate with them. Wisdom 9, 1 to 4, to try to incorporate also sacred scripture and to grow really in the knowledge. So our Lord Jesus tells us that it is according to the knowledge we possess that he's able to give us. We become the depository of his love, the depository of that love that he wants to release upon all the human race. But again, there are no places that can contain this gift. So it's according to the knowledge, according to the disposition that we all have, that he's able to give to each one of us. And this is something that each one of us has to do it individually. Individually, according to your desire, according to your disposition. Remember, God will give you. He who gives much receives much, and God is able to give much to those who dispose themselves by doing the acts, by reading and growing in the knowledge and understanding of this great gift that he has bestowed upon us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, and that we are so blessed to have these gifts in our time and to be able to read them and to be able to pray with them and to meditate with them to advance in the spiritual life, but more than anything else, to give praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God the Father, to really correspond him so that the justice may be at peace. So that his justice may be at peace. And this is something that he mentions in this passage also, that there is nothing else that gives more glory to him, to the Blessed Trinity, than to do the rounds of creation, because it's to love God with his own love, to correspond God with his own glory. And God cannot reject his own glory. God cannot reject himself. God cannot reject his own love. And if we are immersed in that love of God, if we are using that love to correspond to him, he will be able to give us much more. And we will be able to experience that expansion of the soul that has no boundaries. Our Lord Jesus tells us that the soul has no boundaries to expand. This is something very difficult to understand for us sometimes, because we don't see it. We don't see it. We are here in the body, and we don't see that expansion of the soul. At times, our Lord Jesus gives us consolations, and he lets us experience that peace that comes from being united with his will and all that flows from that. But we don't really see that expansion of the soul, and we are not going to see it until our Lord calls us. Until he calls us, we are not going to see it. But if we do not do the best we can here to really learn about this gift, to gain knowledge about this gift, the Lord will not be able to expand our souls. And it is only while we are here on earth in the body that the soul is able to expand. is only here on Earth. So that's why we cannot waste any suffering. We cannot waste time. We cannot waste any of our acts. We have to unite them to the divine will. All these writings that we have, these beautiful meditations, these beautiful prayers, that they really are very potent because they come directly from God. They have the power, you know, the potency of God the Father, the wisdom of Jesus the Son, and they have the love of the Holy Spirit. So these are very potent prayers. And it is only in learning this gift that God is able to give us much more to expand our soul. This is what he tells us in volume 16, August 28, 1923, from the Book of Heaven. The Lord says the following: the pains, the mortifications, all the acts done in my divine will serve to expand and perfect the boundaries of my will in your soul. It is not enough to possess my will. One must also know how to possess it. So this expansion of the soul, our Lord says again, all the pains, the sufferings, they serve to expand and perfect the boundaries of our soul, to perfect ourselves spiritually, to reach the spiritual maturity, spiritual perfection. This is what the saints attain, a spiritual perfection. How? Through suffering. How? Through prayers. Now, with these meditations, what our Lord Jesus is giving us through these meditations is the possibility to reach and to surpass the sanctity of the saints. Not only when we encounter difficulties or pains or mortifications, but by meditating on these hours, by following God since the moment of creation all the way to the Assumption. This is how the hours of the soul in the divine will, they end. They begin, as we saw today, with the soul being at the moment of creation, at the first moment, let it be light, and it ends. It ends with our Lord Jesus ascending into heaven. So it goes all the way through redemption. So what our Lord Jesus is telling in this book, in this writings, is that not only through suffering, not only through pain, but now through the meditation of the rounds of creation, by following our Creator, by uniting ourselves now to his acts, to the acts of the Blessed Trinity, to the acts of God the Father in creation, through the acts of our Lord Jesus in redemption, by us uniting ourselves to those acts, our soul will experience that expansion. So I don't know about you, but I don't suffer very well. And I find very consoling that through these beautiful meditations, right, that I don't have to wait until I encounter suffering or difficulties. Not that I need them, but we have these beautiful prayers that can enrich our souls. So I want to just encourage all of you during this month of June to meditate with these prayers. They are very short. They are not so long. They are shorter than the meditations of Blessed Mothers. And to really meditate with sacred scripture, wisdom 9, to use that passage as you do the rounds of creation, asking our Lord Jesus to give you that wisdom. Remember that if we ask for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, he will give those to us. And wisdom is one of those that we receive in the sacrament of confirmation. So it's already in us. That gift is already in all of us who are baptized and confirmed. So we are asking now the Lord to increase, to expand, to give us that gift, to expand that gift in our souls. And it's very needed, very much needed for us in order to understand these writings when we read. So don't be discouraged, but just have faith and persevere in the readings of these meditations, and just try to meditate with them. We are gonna end today. Let's end with when our Father, Hail Mary and glory be, asking the Lord to give us the gift of the divine will. So in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, O supreme will, to reign upon earth, invest all generations, win and conquer all. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm just gonna open the microphones to spend some